Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Oh, welcome to the catch-up, catch-uppers. Good to have you with us for another week.
We made it through, didn't we, Ellie?
Apologies, there was no catch-up yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I'm so sorry. Are you right?
We should have made a separate one because not every state in Australia had a public holiday.
So true. So everyone just thinks that we're slackers if you're not from Victoria.
Not true, guys. We were having a day off, having a well-earned rest.
I did not leave the house once yesterday.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did.
I got out to take my bins out at something at one stage and I was like, oh God, the sun, it's blinding.
I spent all of yesterday looking for something, looking for my life and my dignity.
Yeah.
We talk about that in today's catch up, lost my whole life in one go.
Yeah, we also talk about dumb people because someone's done the dumbest thing I've ever heard and I just can't get over it.
Yeah.
You know, like, why? Why would you do that? We wrap up the weekend sport. We do productive thoughts. We talk about tats getting in the way. You know, a whole bunch of stuff. So, without further ado, can we get out of here?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, you got to go find your stuff. I got to go continue sleeping. So, we'll do that. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
You ready to strap yourself in?
Strapped in.
It's come from a man named @sixthformpoet on Twitter. He's posted a story, and this story's gone viral, very fittingly so, because it's the best story you'll ever hear, and it's going to surely have a movie made out of it. So you ready for the emotional roller coaster to begin?
Hit me.
Okay, we're going to start off in quite a somber note.
I don't want to cry. It's been a big
weekend. First line. My dad died. Heavy start. And he says, classic start to a funny story. He was buried in a small village in Sussex over in the UK. I was really close to my dad, so I visited his grave a lot. I still do. Then he's written in brackets again. Don't worry, it gets funnier. So calm down, Josiah. Wipe the tears away from your face. It's about to get funnier.
Because what, when your dad dies, it's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's about to be. So he always took flowers to the grave. And so every couple of weeks, oh God, sorry, I'll start this. We're still sad. Every couple of weeks, he'd go and take flowers. And then while he was there, he noticed that the gravestone next to his dad never had any flowers. So he started feeling bad for it. So then he started buying flowers for not only his dad, but for this gravesite next to him.
Something my grandmother would do.
Yeah.
Big heart to actually go and bother to buy flowers for another grave that you have no idea what it is.
Exactly, right? But this story is about to pose as a bit of a word of warning. Okay, you ready for it to get a little bit funnier? So he goes back every couple of weeks buying these flowers for this grave next to him. He starts thinking about the grave. He's like, I know nothing about this person. Why is no one bringing him flowers? I don't get it. So he did some digging. He thought that maybe they were connected in some way. And he said, I realised why his wife didn't leave him flowers. Because he'd murdered her on Christmas Day. Yep. And then after he murdered his wife, he murdered her parents too. And after that, he jumped in front of a train.
I'm still struggling to find the funny bit.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll bring this.
I mean, there's a lot of death and murder going on and what we're meant to find it funny.
Well, then he feels really bad that he's been, like, highlighting this guy. So then he goes and finds the wife and parents' graves and he leaves flowers there, right? So he's standing next to their grave mumbling, like, apologies, like, I'm so sorry to hear this. And a woman appears behind him and then they get chatting and he says, okay, this is a bit weird, but I'm bringing these people flowers because, you know, I was bringing the ex flowers. Anyway, they end up, Josiah, getting married.
Oh, come on now. All right, we've got a good part of the story. Was she in any way related to the murderer?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't say that.
Did he end up murdering her?
No.
Did she murder him?
No. There's no more murder apart from the dude who was the initial murderer.
I feel like it's going to go around in one big circle. Begins with a nice story, ends with murder, starts with murder.
No, just the one murder.
And no relation to Ivan Milat whatsoever.
No relation to Ivan Milat. But there you go. Did that not take you on an emotional roller coaster?
Yes, it did.
It took me on an emotional roller coaster. My God.
Did it happen in the dead center of town?
Good one.
Wouldn't want to get caught dead there.
All right. We get it.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, there's a woman over in, she was aboard a Pakistani airliner, right?
Morning to our Pakistani listeners this morning.
Exactly. She was actually in the UK. This plane was about to take off. That's cool.
Still good morning to them anyway.
And just as the plane was about to take off, she's like, oh God, I got to pee. I really got to pee. I can't hold it in. You know, seatbelt sign goes on, then you've got to sit there for another half an hour before it goes off again. Oh. So she gets up and she goes to the toilet. And on the way to the toilet, she tries to open the door and has a bit of struggle with it. And then eventually gets it open.
Yeah, because some of those plane doors, you know, when you go in the toilet, they can be hard to open because you have to slide the thing across.
Yep. As she opened the door, the emergency evacuation slides sprung out. And she and the rest of the plane realised that it wasn't the toilet door she was trying to open. It was, in fact, the emergency exit.
You're kidding me.
I wish I was kidding.
Did she
and
die?
So did the rest of the passengers. Luckily, the plane was still on the ground.
Oh, phew.
So nothing, no one was hurt, no one was injured, except for this woman's sense of pride.
Yeah, but hang on. Most people don't go to the toilet before takeoff. So thank goodness she just had this urge.
Right?
Because imagine if she did that midair.
I know. But what I don't understand is it could not be clearer, those doors that say this is an emergency exit. Like, and the toilet doors as well, there's lights all over them. You can tell.
Maybe she couldn't read though. There's some. Maybe it was her first time on a plane. She didn't know where the toilet was. Like, I don't know, maybe she'd had a few wines. Like, so many options, Ellie.
Do you know what the only option I can think of, Josiah, is that this woman is really dumb.
You are really dumb.
Okay?
For real.
That's all there is to it, is that she's just not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Oh, it's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
Well, as a result, because the emergency slide had been deployed, that meant that they had to reduce the capacity of the flight because that slide was out of action, right? So 38 people had to be moved to a different flight because they couldn't fly with everyone, because if they did actually need the slides, they only got one left.
Imagine, hey, honey, you were going to be late for your wedding.
Yeah.
Why is that? Some lady opened the emergency exit thinking it was a toilet.
How embarrassed would she be, honestly?
I don't like how easy she opened an emergency
exit.
It should be impossible because this random lady can do it thinking it's a toilet. What about a random mid-flight?
Exactly. And what about all the people sitting around that emergency exit? Surely they would have been like, hey, excuse me, honey, like over there. Over there's the
Unless
toilet.
They thought she was like a flight attendant that was trying to do something or...
13, 12, 16, if you're on that flight. No, 13, 12, 16, we want to talk about dumb people this morning because we all witness dumb stuff on a daily basis and sometimes you just have to celebrate it. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Dumb people, colon, discuss.
Do we want to dob ourselves in or dob other people?
Both.
If you're game to dob yourself in.
I'd love that.
13, 12, 16,
yes.
Show us that you got the courage, but if you've got a story of something you've seen, give us a call as well.
Let's go to Andy from Benalla. Andy, dumb people, discuss.
Have you ever seen someone go down an exit ramp onto the freeway the wrong way?
Is this this morning?
No, a couple of months ago, there was a huge traffic jam on the expressway sort of approaching Melbourne, and I found out later on that some bloke had tried to get onto the freeway coming onto an exit ramp and caused a four-hour delay.
Oh, my – how do you even – short, was it a P-plater or something? Tell me it was their first day driving.
Oh, look, I'm not going to, give specifics because I don't want to point out any minorities or gender groups or anything like that, but let's just say that I hope this person's license was revoked.
Yeah.
And the full arm of the law was used to slap them in the face.
Were they off their heads, Andy?
Oh, mate, they needed to be. They needed to be off the road.
That is unbelievable. Did it cause a pile-up or was it just like a delay?
Yeah, it caused me piles.
Yeah.
I mean, piles.
Well, if you're sitting in a car for that long, I don't blame you for getting piles.
Mate, I nearly wet my pants, mate.
Yeah. Oh, God, Andy, I'm so sorry I had to go through that. Thanks for your call, bud.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
We all know Tuesdays are the most productive day of the week, judging by the one study I read about 3 years ago, and I've been spitting out that fact ever since.
Pen and paper out. I'm ready to go. Feeling productive, Ellie.
All right, let's get some thought-provoking music on to give you today's tips. Now, you're not usually a fan of this segment. You usually like to tear me down, but today you're going to struggle too, I think.
Yeah, because I've got nothing, so I've got no choice but to get out a pen and paper and try and help me.
Firstly, productive thought number one. I'm just going to say one thing in one word. One word and one word only. Bum bags.
Oh, it's a sensitive topic.
No.
Productive thought.
That's all I need to say about it. Is that they are the best thing ever. I bought one on the weekend. I used it and life is not going to be the same.
You and I both bought it and that's part of my story a little bit later on.
Yeah. Productive thought number two. If you want to dip your cookies in your tea, use some chopsticks. That way your fingers don't get wet.
Productive thought.
Hang on, your fingers don't get wet anyway, though.
Yeah, when you're dipping it in.
No, they don't, because you don't put your fingers in your tea. You just hover it. So half the cookie gets dipped, not your fingers as well.
No, but what if you want to dip the whole cookie?
You're an idiot.
No.
You don't eat your whole cookie in one go. You just say it's an Arnott's biscuit, right?
Yeah.
What are they called? The ones that are good for your stomach?
Monte Carlo? No, digestive.
No, the other one I've got in mind, but arrowroot,
yeah.
Right? You don't dip the whole arrowroot in down to your fingers.
Yeah, but you can if you've got chopsticks.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Game
yes,
changer.
Can. Is it?
Okay. Do you hate sweeping up outside or inside, in fact? Yes, so do I. Thanks.
Yeah,
you need to speak for the radio. Nodding.
I was nodding, yeah. If anyone play along. We should do the show live on Facebook one time.
Oh, okay, cool. Instead of having to sweep the yard, why don't you get your pedestal fan and just blow the dirt away?
Productive thought.
I mean, it depends how strong the fan is. Where do you get a fan that's strong enough to do that?
Kmart, buddy.
Oh, come on. A $20 yes. Kmart fan isn't going to sweep your whole garden.
It's just dirt. It's just got to go from one pace to the next.
But how does it go down to the floor? Because the Kmart is a bit high. So
no, you hold it upside down like a shovel. Yeah, you love it. You love it.
Wouldn't you just get a leaf blower?
Just give me a tick, buddy. Moving on to the final productive thought of the day. Run out of esky space. Run out of space in the fridge. Why not chuck some ice in your washing machine? And that way your beers get kept cold in there.
Productive thought.
If you're having a house party, this is very handy.
Yes, thank you.
I'll take this one. What if you have like a spillage though? Your next load of washing is covered in beer or something.
Oh, who doesn't want beery clothes? You know?
A way to Ellie's heart. Take note, fellas.
Exactly. Productive thought.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Guess who's in the news? My boy, the Biebs.
Baby, baby.
Oh, remember the days when he used to sing this and he had like his big mop of blonde hair and was so sweet and innocent?
No tattoos.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore at all. The Biebs has come out and tweeted at Tom Cruise, challenging him to a fight.
Huh?
Yeah, I know, just randomly. The tweet reads, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down." Use the incorrect "you're." That really gets my goat. "Who is willing to put on the fight? At Dana White?"
Who is the owner of the UFC.
Yeah.
Why is Biebs challenging Tom Cruise? What's he got against
why
him?
Why not?
Yeah.
What, I mean,
out of all the people in the world, like, why not Brad Pitt? Why does it have to be Tom Cruise?
Look, there's no actual where that I can find that says why he's decided that he wants to do this, but I can tell you what, it has caused quite the stir online. Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter, is that what he
yeah,
is?
He
I knew
is,
he was
yep.
a fighter of some description. All the fighting's the same to me. He's come out and said he'll host it. If they want to go through with it. Tom Cruise has not responded.
As if he would. Tom Cruise is 56 years old.
Why
does he want to go into the ring with some little snotty-nosed brat called Justin Bieber?
I don't know. But surely he's got to come out with something at some stage.
It would, if you actually think about it, though, it wouldn't be such a bad fight. Tom Cruise, he's pretty fit. He'd be one of the fittest 56-year-olds in the world going around. He would be able to fight because he does all his stunts himself.
Yeah.
Biebs, I know for a fact, does UFC training as well.
Does he?
So, yeah, he practices on the side. So the two of them going toe-to-toe in the ring would be not a bad fight.
Well, watch this space, dudes. I feel like out of all the celebrities I would like to see fight, like, you know me, I'm against fighting. I don't really like it. But I'd watch those two in a ring.
Oh, wouldn't you? That's the thing. That's a sad reality of our times is absolutely would you pay to watch that fight?
Yeah, it's like Conor McGregor, Khabib.
It's Khalid.
No, Khalid.
The singer.
Khalid's the singer. We don't want him to fight. He's a little cutie.
What about him versus Justin Bieber?
No, Khalid's too cute.
Okay, who could Justin Bieber fight that you would go and see besides Tom Cruise? There's got to be some. Who don't you like that's out there?
I just had a thought, but I don't know if I can say them because they work for a different radio station.
No, I'll say it anyway. Who cares?
Kyle Sanderlands.
Oh. A lot of people would like to see him get in the ring, that's for sure.
Or maybe like Nick Kyrgios.
Now, that is a good fight.
Yeah, that would be entertaining
Kyrgios
to watch.
And Justin Bieber. Who do you go for, though? That's the big question.
Oh, God. I mean, Kyrgios would probably just spit the dummy and walk off. And then Biebs would be standing there. Can we be friends? Just busting out a banger.
Two snotty-nosed little brats.
Yeah, exactly. Watch this space. Hopefully, we'll see that fight in the near future.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
My entire life got taken from me over the weekend, Ellie. In Goulburn Valley, I need your help this morning. So I think you and I need to put our detective hats on, Ellie, because we've got to solve a crime.
Oh, right, all right.
So basically, you and I were at Winery Walkabout over the weekend. Great photo of you and I dressed as... we were a couple dressed at Winery Walkabout, didn't we? We were Superman and Superwoman.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we went to Kmart the day before to buy ourselves $9 bum bags.
Oh, the highlight of my weekend was having a $9 bum bag, I tell you what.
Well, that was actually my low light because I don't often take a bag with me when I go out, but it made sense with our outfits to have it all in one. So I had my car keys, had my passport, which I'm glad I don't have my passport, my wallet and my mobile phone all in there. And as a guy, we don't really take guys bags when you go out. It's always in your pockets, so they never come out.
Yep.
But I had this loose bum bag. Anyway, you and I, we kicked on at the deck afterwards, as we like to do after a big day. And while we're at the deck, I need to go to the bathroom. Put it down with a friend of ours for about 30 seconds while I went and drained the main vein and then came back. And the bag was gone.
Yeah, so it's a lot to lose in one go. Keys, wallet, phone.
I don't have a spare key, so I can't drive my car.
What friend did you leave it with? Were they watching it for you?
Zoe. You know what Zoe's like. She's talking to 1,000 people at once. Probably not the most reliable person to leave it with.
Or was it like on the bench next to her?
Like gave it to her and then she put it down next to her.
Right.
Right, so it happened just after 10:30 p.m. If anyone in the Goulburn Valley has seen a black leather bag, or I should say pleather, it's not real leather, it's
$9. $9. Money
well spent. What colour's the zip? Let's explain it to people. Is it silver?
Yeah, I'm going to say silver.
Silver zip on it. It has my wallet with my driver's license in it, so it's pretty clear it's mine. All my cards in there as well with my names on it, guys. My car keys, Volkswagen Golf.
I'll probably put that in there. Jeez.
And my mobile phone, iPhone X. Please.
Your house keys?
House keys is everything. Somebody.
Where do you live again?
Oh, yeah, I know. Thank goodness it hasn't got my actual address in there.
Yeah.
It's got my other address.
True.
So if anyone's seen it, 13, 12, 16, or get in touch on the socials with us, I will love you forever. And there's a big reward up for grabs.
Is there? What?
Yeah. I'll tell you if you call in. But we do want to talk this
something
morning.
Something from the prize cupboard?
Yeah, I'll give you a CD.
I'll give you a sticker that says Hit 96.9 on it.
13, 12, 16, though, I do want to talk about when did a night cost you?
Mm.
How much was it? Because I had to get the key cut. It's a lot of money that's going to happen hopefully today, unless it gets handed in, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the key cost? $200 or something?
Oh, plus it's electronics and maybe five. Depends. I'm going to go get a quote today.
Ooh,
my whole wallet, the whole thing that's in there.
Your driver's license. Do you have to pay for new bank cards? Or do they send
I don't
them
think
for free?
So. They send them out, but it's very inconvenient.
Yeah.
Shout out to my roommate, Morgan, as well, who's basically funding my life for the next week. And I borrowed her car today as well. Thanks, Morgs.
Oh,
she's like my lifesaver, my wife saver, I should call it. So 13, 12, 16, do want to know how much a night costs you out.
Yeah, let's say this is probably going to cost you about $1,000.
At least, I reckon.
All right, 13.
Unless someone hands it in, Ellie.
Okay, we've said that. You get that. We get it. You want someone to hand it in.
Please, do me a favour.
What I want, though, I don't really care about your stuff. I just want some good stories from the people of the Goulburn Valley. 13, 12, 16, just how expensive was a night out that you had? Was it more than $1,000? How much did you lose? Did you break something? Did it cost you?
My dignity?
Yeah.
Priceless.
Oh, God. Throw that in there. Let's go to Kim from Yarrawonga. Morning, Kim.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Have you had an expensive night out, my friend?
Well, I have, but it was for a gift. So it was supposed to be a gift, so we weren't spending a lot of money, but in the end we did.
What do you mean?
Well, we were given a weekend away, but then we still had to pay to get there and the accommodation on top.
That is so frustrating because it's like, oh, this is nice. It's like getting a present for overseas.
It is. It was a great suggestion, but yeah, no, totally big fail in the end.
Oh, God. So how much do you reckon you spent all up?
It could have been about $600. Oh. It was nearly a wage at that time. So,
I know. Yeah. Especially when you, the present itself probably cost a third of that as well, so.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, God. Was anyway, it at least a fun weekend?
It was a great weekend.
Oh, good
we
to know.
Appreciate it. And, you know, for many weeks.
See, our weekend was fun as well. There's always a silver lining. Thanks, Kim.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I feel like we need to get the royal music ready because yesterday, the Queen's birthday long weekend saw a bunch of people in our region, four to be specific, win themselves orders of Australia medals, which is huge.
Huge, which is great for the local community when local people do get nominated.
Yes. One of these men in particular was Michael D'Elia. He joins us now. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Congratulations, mate. Yes. Huge honour.
Thank you. Thank you. Although I will just correct you. There was a number of people who got Order of Australia medals. I was awarded what they call the Emergency Services Medal.
Right.
Which is one of a series of different awards that can be given. So there's Public Service Medal and there's Ambulance Medals and Police Medals. So, yeah, mine was the Emergency Services Medal, which is still pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you've been a long-serving member of the Shepparton Search and Rescue Squad. That's how you got nominated. What an absolute privilege and honour for you, mate.
It's just absolutely awesome. Been with Shep Search and Rescue for 16, nearly 17 years, and currently the president of the squad, and just love what I do. It's a fantastic organisation and fantastic people there, so, yeah.
So what exactly does it involve being a part of the search and rescue squad? Like, what's a day-to-day happenings in there?
Well, the day-to-day happening could be anything and everything.
Yeah.
Shep Search and Rescue, there's no SES unit in Shepparton, so we're an independent emergency service and the only one of its type in Victoria now. Others have gone by the wayside and that sort of stuff. So we do road crash rescue, we do industrial rescue, aircraft rescue if needed, and train for rail rescue as well. But we also do the, somebody rings 000 or 132500 because there's a tree down over a road or they've had roof damage. Shep Search and Rescue goes out and does all of those things. So some days and some weeks we do absolutely nothing except for train. And there's other times when we can be out 3 or 4 days in a row because of storm damage or other things where we're helping out the community. So, yeah.
Oh, good on you, Michael. Big heart, mate, for doing that. If you're part of the Shepparton Search and Rescue Squad, I've been talking about it all morning. I lost my keys, wallet and phone over the weekend. You reckon you can gather the team together and can we do a little search and rescue for my belongings? Because I'm feeling very naked this morning, Mike.
If you can give us a small area that we can search,
we can in fact it's the deck.
The deck in Shepparton.
Right. Okay. Oh well, my daughter actually works there. Maybe she could go and have a proper look for you.
There you go. I'll speak to you off air.
Yeah. She sounds like the person to go to, having it in the blood.
Absolutely.
The search and rescue jeans.
Hey, Michael. Though you did get to win this award, you do have to get nominated. So did you receive that? You find out a few months prior that you got nominated?
Yeah, so 3 months ago I got a letter saying that I'd been nominated. It doesn't tell me who nominated me, but says that I've been nominated and asks me whether or not I was happy to receive the award, the nomination, and obviously I said yes.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks ago it was confirmed that yes, I had in fact been approved for it and that I'd receive it yesterday. So
unbelievable. Yeah. Well done, mate. Mm-hmm. Very proud.
How did you celebrate?
celebrated yesterday. So there's a couple of media things that had to be done. Actually, it was just pretty much a busy day. I was down at the shed for a couple of hours, caught up with a couple of mates for a coffee, had dinner with my wife, who is just an amazing person.
Yeah.
And this award is as much for her and my two adult kids, as much for me, the amount of times that they've, given up stuff for me to be able to run off to rescue and things like that. It's a family thing.
Yeah, of course.
Good on you, mate. That's amazing.
Well, you're a true hero. The whole region is super proud of you. So well done.
Thank you.
Enjoy, bask in this glory forever. You're pretty much the Queen's best friend now. I feel like that's how it works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I should have her mobile number so I can just give her a bit bell and have a chat.
Yeah. She's a good friend of our show.
Coffee
so
with
we'll
the Queen.
Hook up. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for all your services, Michael. We appreciate it and so does the rest of the Golden Valley.
Thank you. Really appreciate the chance to talk to you guys. Fantastic.
Anytime.
Anytime, my friend. And I want to give a shout out as well to the other Golden Valley recipients of medals. Merrigan's John Chant, Joyce Baker-Dorba from Shepparton, and Elizabeth Gifford as well also all took home medals. So massive day for the region. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much. Really good.
See have you, a mate. Good one.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to have a bit of tat chat.
Tat chat?
Yeah.
Speaking from someone with experience, you got two sleeves, don't you?
I don't. I'm ink-free since 93. Funnily enough, I was born in 91. What happened those first 2 years? You'll never know. Air New Zealand, great airline. They have the most delicious little lollies on them. Yeah, it's really good. You should try it sometime. They've shown that they're progressive and they've announced that they're going to be changing their policies to allow non-offensive visible tattoos for their staff from September this year.
Good call. Yeah. Because many people do, and they often do call tattoos the job stoppers.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Every man and his dog these days has a tat, apart from you and I. We're like the only ones in the world who don't have them. And so it's more and more acceptable to have one, but so many companies still say it's not okay.
Well, I don't know how I feel about this. So if it was for example, if it's a tribal tattoo, mm-hmm. I understand it if it's a part of your culture and heritage.
Yeah.
However, if you're walking around with just colourful tats for the sake of it, I can kind of understand if an employee wants you to cover it up.
But why? You're just showing that you're unique.
Yeah, but do you have to?
It's like having a massive birthmark on your arm. Do you have to cover that up?
Well, I've got a massive birthmark on my leg.
Yeah.
And I do cover it up because it's offensive to the eyes. So you could argue the same thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I think this is really progressive. It's a good step by Air New Zealand. But we want to talk about those jobs that haven't allowed tats. When your tat has held you back, whether it's maybe your in-laws hated you because you had tats, or whether you got stopped from getting a job. I used to work with a guy just in a retail store, so it wasn't like very strict dress codes, but he had sleeves and he had to wear a jumper every day. Even in the middle of a Perth summer, which is like 40 degrees, he had to wear long sleeves because of his tats.
Well, my sister's boyfriend, he is Maori and he's got tribal tats, go from his neck down to the end of his arm.
Mm-hmm.
He is a tradie though, so he can get away with it. It's like you and I in our jobs, we can get away with it. However, if he was an airline host, I don't know how he'd go unless he was working on Air New Zealand.
Exactly, he can now. So 13, 12, 16, did the tat hold you back? When did your tat get you into trouble? Give us a call if you've got a story for us.
But my friend in high school, Sam, we weren't allowed to get tats while in high school. You had to wait till you finish. He thought he'd be a little smarty and get them anyway.
Oh,
poor guy. You don't think he got suspended for getting some and ordered to wear long sleeve shirts. Didn't matter how hot it was outside either.
He's a naughty boy.
Yeah, my friend Jeremy, who's listening at the moment. Morning, Jez. He is a school teacher. He said when he went for his first teacher's job, though, they said no because he had a tattoo that you could see out of his coming off onto his hand. So a long sleeve top could cover it up until the wrist.
Yeah.
But you could still see the three little birds that go down onto his hand. So he got denied the job.
Oh, see, that's rough. That's the stuff we're looking for. Sarah's messaged us on Hit GV saying she started dating this guy who had the words Playboy on his foot. That his friends had done with one of those at-home tattoo guns, and her parents saw it and have hated him ever since.
Good. I'm telling you, if you have a tattoo that says Playboy, you deserve to not get a job.
Hey, he's just doing what he is. Feel free to keep those stories coming. Hit us up on the socials at any time. Hit GV on Insta. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Boom, back in the lead of our work office tipping comp again. Back to number one, baby. It feels good.
I'm so mad at myself because you know how you generally have the rule never change your tip?
Yes.
I went against that rule and I changed two tips over the weekend. Both of them I changed to the losing team. I'm so mad about it. GWS over Adelaide,
Crows,
that's what I went for, and Adelaide won. I don't know why, because in my head the whole way through, I knew. I don't even remember changing my tip to GWS. I reckon I've accidentally tapped it when I was in the app, and then now I got it wrong.
I tipped the Crows at home, got that one. That's what pulled me ahead of the rest of you guys. How was the upset, the Carlton beating Brisbane on? Was it Friday,
Saturday?
Well, do you
know what? That was the other one I tipped.
As
initially,
if you did.
I swear to the sweet Lord above that I tipped Carlton, and then I was looking at it the next day, and I was like, Ellie, come on, as if. Brisbane have been in such good form. Carlton have been in such horrible form. So I changed it. Cool. And then I got it wrong.
You know how you always say on the show you hate the Sydney Swans?
Yeah.
They went and absolutely pummeled your West Coast Eagles.
Luckily,
how much do you like it? Why didn't you and I should have had a bet on that? They're our two teams.
Do you know who messaged me about that game? Your father.
Really?
Sent me a message on Instagram. Actually,
hang on. So my dad slid into your DMs?
Your dad slid into my DMs and with a video. He was at the game.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was too. No, yeah. I didn't know that. He's friends with one of the players. He used to teach one of them, Callum Mills.
Luckily great for me, I was at Winery Walkabout all day, so I didn't actually know the score until the following day, which I tell you what, made that hangover a lot worse.
You got smashed, and that's the tip. I didn't get, I'm annoyed by that because I've been backing them in and they've been making me lose. Anyway, that's that. Back to number one. Ash Barty, how big was that over the weekend? If you're missing it, or if you've been hiding under a rock, she won the French Open, her first major. I think the first Aussie to win the French Open in 46 six years, was it?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Huge stuff. Did you know she's only 23?
Yeah, she doesn't look it, but
she was way older. Not because she looks old, but because I feel like she's been around forever. Because she did tennis and then she gave it up for a bit and went and played cricket. And then she came back to tennis and now she's a Grand Slam champion.
It's unbelievable, though. What I love about her is when Australian tennis is in all sorts over the last few years, that we now have a shining light and something to look forward to in the women's tennis. It's so, so good. Thank goodness for the women, I reckon, I'd say.
I watched her game on Friday night, the semi-final, between her and the 17-year-old American girl. And she was 5-0 in the first set and then ended up losing the first set. The teenager came back and won it. And then she was 3-down in the second set. And I was like, oh, God, she's out from here. But no, she kept it cool, calm, collected, and won it.
Yeah, she did very well. Very proud of the girl.
Yeah, exactly.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.